The Front Row Back Row podcast is a show where two grad school buddies discuss physical therapy entrepreneurship. I help guide a company to an eight-figure exit, and I'm now starting my own mobile company. Brian grew his mobile practice to four clinics, and he's now doing $1 million in revenue. Join us as we help you grow your own business. Hello and welcome to the Front Row Back Row podcast. My name is Dr. Owen Campbell, and with me as always is Dr. Brian Wolf. And together we are PhysioGrowth. We run a mentorship program for physical therapists and healthcare entrepreneurs trying to grow their business. Check it out at www.physio-growth.com. So today we are going to be talking about something that actually came up in our mentorship group conversation about offering free visits versus discount visits. And it got Brian and I a little hot and bothered.
That's hilarious. It's a hilarious way to launch into that.
Brian's got opinions, baby.
That's it. I do.
To set this up for everybody, right? We have someone who was able to hire two new therapists in the last 3 months, plug for our group. And what she now faces is, holy crap, I have to fill my schedule. And now thankfully in where she's at, there's some seasonality to it. So she doesn't have to fill it tomorrow, but she's looking and saying, okay, what are my plans? And we talked some strategic operations plans, but really we needed to know, okay, how do you get more butts in the seats? Right. And she was very against free visits. Very against it. And for good reason, right? She is a premier service. She is not something that she wants customers who will cheap out on, right? She's in a very affluent neighborhood. So these are all things where I can see where she doesn't want to give her stuff away for free because she doesn't want to be, you know, kind of the discount rack. So when we were talking with her, though, we had to break it down a little bit and say, okay, well, what do you mean by free visit, right? And she was very against it. I think, you know, this is kind of a good point, Brian, for us to set up the difference between three things: free assessment, free visit, and then discount visits. Okay.
100%.
So the first thing I want to talk about, because I think the free visit versus free assessment is going to be its own kind of group, but the discount visit, this is why you were just jumping through the phone at us, man. So what are your thoughts on offering discount visit, and why you should or shouldn't do it? Like a 15% offer for, you know, insert holiday here.
So there's a really great clip that John Taffer talked about with Gary Vaynerchuk that I remember thinking about. And I said this to the person in our group. I was like, the idea is not to give away discounts. People get addicted to discounts. If you type into YouTube, like John Taffer, Gary Vaynerchuk, it's a really good bit on how to give things away for free with intent. So the statistic that John Taffer talked about was basically that he knows, statistically speaking, that if somebody comes to a restaurant more than three times, or if they come three times, he knows that they'll become a regular that comes to the restaurant on a regular basis, right? Which I think is super cool. And I know Owen knows these stories. We've been talking about these before in our groups. I can't remember if we talked about this on a mentorship group before or on one of these calls. Anyway. So the idea about what he does is he has a napkin system with his restaurants where he's like, if I put down a napkin, the person comes in, sits down and says, hey, I'm going to give you, it's like their first visit, I'm going to give them a round of free drinks or a free, you know, appetizer or something like that. And go, hey, here's a, you, next time you come, you got to try my chicken. Here's the next time you come in, here's a coupon for the free chicken. And so the next time they come in, now they're going to hand them the free chicken. Well, now you know, because they handed you that thing. All right, cool. They came their first time. Now they came their second time. And like, hey, this is awesome. You know, the chicken's really good. And the person comes in. Hey, did you have a good meal? Did you have a good experience? And this is for like a manager of a restaurant. The person goes, yeah, we had a great meal. It was amazing. They're like, awesome. Did you guys have dessert? Oh, you're too stuffed for dessert? All right, the next time you come in, try our free cheesecake. Here's a free cheesecake. And then you give them that another piece. And then when you know they got the cheesecake, you know you got it. You're like, awesome. They came the third time. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind this process is that when you're doing that concept, people don't get addicted to free. They understand that at some point there's going to be a stop, and it's going to stop over time, right? Mm-hmm. But the reality of the situation is with free, you can get certain conversations started, or you can get somebody to come back, unlike something else that did. Discounts, people do get addicted to discounts. And when they get addicted to discounts, the aspect of what we have found is that people would then want that discount perennially, and they get pissed when you take it away, right? So that's the problem, and they leave, and that's the issue behind like a free thing or free here. Now, the other thing we went into, right, Owen, was the difference between a free assessment and a free treatment, and what the difference those look like, right? So I mean, none of you want people through that process.
Well, and I think also too, by the way, if you like this information, this tactical information that you're getting to help your PT practice today, please tell a friend. It can be a competitor. You know, maybe, you know, you don't want to let it share the information, but if you have a friend who's also a PT entrepreneur, let them know. It's the only way this thing grows. So I think, yeah, just to jump back in, just a little addition to that point. We're not saying don't offer packages, right? The discount there is to be paid up front, so you can use that money for marketing, right? And, you know, to be fair, some people don't like doing packages, right? They use that same understanding that Brian just said of people get addicted to discounts to say, well, why do I even discount, right? If I already have somebody who wants to pay for it, why would I voluntarily give them less, like, or take less from them? So that's something I think that's a little bit nuanced in the discount conversation. But if we're talking about, you know, a free, or if we're talking about an initial offer to someone who's never met you before, I think that, you know, discount can be hard because you're starting the conversation at, I'm less than what my price is, right? And that's the beginning of the relationship. Like you said, first impressions, everything. So, okay. Now you asked me about free visit versus free.
And I'm going to interrupt you. And I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Here's where I want to interrupt Owen real quick. Owen had a play in a networking group that went really well. So I want him to kind of walk through how he put that process through, because it got a bunch of people. So for people who don't, we've talked about BNI in the past, different marketing groups here and different referral partners. Realize that when we say this, you can offer it to specific groups of people. You don't have to offer it as a forever thing. Remember that John Taffer thing I just talked about, you offer it to specific groups of people who came the first time or the second time. That's it. You don't have to offer it to them every single freaking time they come in. So anyway, knowing that as a lead up and tee up, also use your BNI example in this new group that you're in, how you did that.
Yeah. So I use this in a networking group where people are incentivized to send to me, right? The way that they keep track of their things and to stay in this group and to be the only person on the seat, they're incentivized to send to me. So these are people that I know that if I can make them understand my service and know what it is, they're much more likely to go tell somebody than the average person off the street. This also could apply to physicians as well. I know Stark laws really limit that in terms of giving, you know, freebies to physicians, but these are also kind of some like referral partners. You might think of like a gym owner or something like that, where it may actually make sense to give a free visit. What I did is I offered every member of the BNI group or someone in their household, not like a cousin who lives like 30 minutes away or something that they might see once every 4 weeks, somebody in their home, two free in-home physical therapy sessions with the caveat. And the thing that I would say to them is, look, hopefully you're getting this understanding that this is the beginning of a treatment program. And after two visits, then we start a paid relationship, right? But if not, if it's just like, hey, I want free PT, great, fine. I want you to experience it. And I really want you to tell everybody at the meetings how awesome I am. So that way I got social proof out of that, which is very hard to find, especially somebody saying it about you every week to 60 other business owners. So that was the kind of conversation that I had with these people, was that I will do free services, right? With the expectation that, you now know, A, they're either the wealthy individuals who are going to just keep paying. I've had a few of those, so it's already paid for itself amazingly in a month. But they also, the business owners come in contact with wealthy individuals. So if they're a glass repair company, that person who's a salesperson for them might not use me, but they may mention it to the Ferrari owner that they're changing the glass for. So that was a very strategic use of free visit. And I think that that's something that, again, if you're a PT or anybody really looking to say, okay, I want to give away something, you have to be strategic with actually doing the stuff to fix his things, right? Because I looked at that and I said, it's bad publicity for me if I do one session and then I'm wrong. And then like, well, I mean, he was fine. I don't want that in front of a bunch of people who are trying to sell me, right? Totally. I want it to be like, oh my God, he like fixed the problem and I feel like 80% better in two visits. Wow, you know? So that was why I strategically did two. But outside of that, I would never offer just like a free visit to the random public.
And I also think that when you think about this process, right? So when I think about like how you create a free assessment, Owen figured out how to leverage it. So it made him a bunch of money, right? Mm-hmm. Not only did he get people to pay him and have those people come in for free. And again, this is him going to their house and doing it for free. Very much like an in-kind thing. So it's a big service to give away for free, but mm-hmm. it's got a ton of value. So there's a couple different things to break down here. One, if you, this the person we were talking about yesterday, she's hiring a brand new person to work in her clinic. And mm-hmm. so for her, we were like, give away some free treatment sessions to current people, past people, other people that you've met, all sorts of things for this new person. That's when we hit the resistance of, I don't really like giving things for free because it's like a discount service. And that's where I stopped her and gave her the John Taffer thing. I go, no, discounts are different than free, right? And then two is you got to structure the free assessment in a way that it's exactly that, like Owen was talking about. So when you offer it for free, and we have this training in our discovery visits in our school group. So by the way, if you're curious as to how to break this down even more detailed, right, we do it in our school group. So physio-growth.com, there's the plug. All right. So then the next piece is what we do is we're going to structure it in a scenario where basically you're doing a lot of the subjective work and doing what you're talking about in that actually assessment. When people put their hands on them, right, in a physical therapy setting, if I put my hands on somebody, instantly now it's turned into treatment. Yep. And so it's really important to read the room. One of the things that she said to us was she goes, well, sometimes a lot of people just are ready to pay for the service. And so then they'll just come in and pay for the service. Okay. Then skip the step. Go sign them up. Don't give the free thing. If you're ready to go, like that's easy. This isn't like a mandatory fucking thing to do. Right. But it's one of those things where you do it as an aspect of like, cool. Now I have this scenario set up where now I can give them like, an assessment where they can get an idea and actually, again, there's a little couple tricks as well to this assessment. Like I said, we have more detail in our school group, but ultimately when the person comes in, you're only really doing that subjective portion so that you leave them kind of wanting more. That's where you want them in that scenario. Because if you give them something where they're like, that was great what I got, the problem is now you've created the treatment and you've now created this thing for free. Like I said, in the John Taffer analogy, you're still paying for the meal. You got the chicken for free. Yep. You didn't get everything else for free, right? Yeah. So like there's a boundary you can create too, right? That's important.
Well, and I think that's important to really make sure it's clear that you're talking about doing a free assessment, not a free full visit, right? And that assessment, you need to train your staff member, if you're not the one doing it as the owner, that you need to do the assessment, right? Like accurately assess what's going on. Use your brain. That's what they want to know. But this is like a discovery call in person, right? It's a sales meeting. So you should be saying at the end of this, hey, I think with people with your injury, it takes 6 weeks, 2 sessions a week. It's 12 sessions. And we have a package, 12 sessions, $2,000, right? And would you like to sign up for that now? Sure. Great. I'll see you on Monday.
Yep.
Right. And that's where it, you know, I think the free assessment pitch fails for a lot of therapists is they basically want to go into, oh, cool, I can treat that. Like, here's this exercise. Here's that. Here's whatever. Right. And they don't stop themselves there and say, awesome. Okay. Now buy this thing and then let's go.
Yeah. And what's interesting was one of the things you said, we were talking with this client of ours and she was saying, well, you know, so that's kind of like a discovery call. And I was like, see, now there's the difference. You're seeing it as, oh, but the in-person's kind of a discount, whereas if I call them, right? And again, I'm going to use this line because I love this. You're thinking of it as when I call them, it's a free call of the therapist versus the in-person, which I don't like giving for free. Here's the difference. You just got to think about raising your value threshold of free. So by doing that for free and offering this stuff for free, it is an incredible resource for a client to understand what's going on with them, help get actual help that they need and understand like, this is where I get my help from, right? That's the answer. So that's where it's like, how do you provide that free? Right.
Well, and you close better in person than you do on the phone. I mean,
that's what we talked about. We talked about that close rate because ultimately what's happening in that quote unquote free assessment is it's not free for that person. Why? Because they're coming in using their time. They're paying you with their time. Mm-hmm. right? He'll time his money. Now, it seems like it's a quote-unquote free thing, but that's why I wouldn't give it over the phone. If you give it over the phone, the problem is, well, now they don't really have to sacrifice much time or anything. I could take a phone call for 20 minutes for free. I get hit up all the time for that stuff. Yeah. And the reality is when someone's like, hey, do you want to schedule an appointment? I know if someone doesn't want to schedule an appointment with me, they're not that serious about buying.
Well, and keep in mind with my BNI example, like I fully realize I have to sell it because they are giving them time, right? I've only had maybe 20% of the group who've come to me right after I've just said it and say like, yeah, I definitely want your free thing, right? Because I think the other 80% are like, well, I mean, do I want to invest the time? And then I feel like I need to be in on this and then all that. So if somebody's showing up for a free assessment, like they're already a lot more in the door than if, you know, it was just a phone call. So you also got to keep that in mind too, where you're structuring this, where you might say, well, it saves my time to do a phone call, but in the end, it might actually not save your time at all because you're doing 20 phone calls to close one lead where you could do two free assessments in person to close one lead.
Exactly.
And that's something for like a mobile therapist too to think about. Like, yeah, it's annoying to drive to their house, but I've done it. I've gone to someone's home and I said, look, you know, it's a free thing, so it's not going to be the full hour. I'm just going to come in and talk with you, but you're on my way to my next patient. Let's go. And almost always I close them because I'm in their home. They understand I'm not going to be there unless I think there's something in it for me. And they just wanted that last little like, okay, this guy's not a psycho, right?
Exactly. What I also love most about what Owen did here that was so well done, right, that I thought was great. He had two doctors that were in that group, like a naturopath, I'm assuming was one, yeah, right? Like that. And so because of doing the free visits, those people didn't even take him up on the free visits. But because he asked for something in kind, like a testimonial, and they were like, I worked with Owen, he was great. Well, now these guys got the testimonials and they start referring him patients. Mm-hmm. He leveraged a referral partner to create more referral partners by doing what? Free visits. So that's why I remember when he said that, I was like, that was a great idea. Like that was a really smart way to do that. And I think that's the thing that people got to think about. So many people get stuck on the, well, it's free, it's discount, it's win, win, win. No, like what you need to do is think about what the ripple effect is for getting more and more referral sources in. That's awesome. Particularly in a group like that, come in and work with my therapist. She's awesome. And then if the person comes in and goes, oh man, they were so great. And now you just created two referral sources. You're done. You're done like marketing. Like that's what we're trying to do. Figure out how to leverage time. Like that's why networking groups can be so well. You want to create more referral partners. By creating more referral partners, you got to crack some eggs, right? It's just a matter. And if giving up your time for free is what you're worried about, that's a problem. Like it's going to stifle your growth. That's what happens to a lot of people is they're not willing to increase their ability to give something for free.
My thought really is like, you know, right now, you know, I got openings in my schedule. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very transparent about the fact that I am not fully booked and charging $500 an hour. Right. So my time right now is wide open and not wide open. I mean, I got, you know, most of my weeks booked, but I can't sit here and say like, well, you know, that takes up my time. It's like, okay, what else would I be doing? I'd rather be on a sales call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So it's worked out.
No. And that was the idea behind when you hire somebody, right? If you're hiring somebody, I'm like, you're paying this person anyway to sit in your clinic. So why wouldn't you give away some free stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And the threshold is like I'll leave it with this because I know I got to land our plane here. And again, if you like this podcast, please do us a favor and hit the follow button. It's amazing for what we could do and help us. And please tell your friends and family we love that stuff. It's the only way we grow, right? From a physical therapy perspective. So when I think about this, right, as we are trying to grow a business. I think about this company from our fitness perspective. Many people will know the name ClassPass, right? ClassPass is something where you pay ClassPass to go take classes and they discount the classes because basically what they say is our model is you would get zero for that class. So we're going to put people in that class at a discount for you. The reason that's a problem to circle back around is they're paying another company to get a discount from you. So ultimately, that's the thing you're trying to avoid in that scenario. So in this case, like this is why ClassPass isn't great for gyms. I've also told their salespeople, I don't like the fact that they sell, hey, we'll help you put more people in your gym and you can sell them and convert them. And then in the reality, the operational side, they have no interest in you doing that. Think about how bad of a business model that would be. Like they're in a marketing business, not what they do. So ultimately, when you think about this process of what you're really trying to do here, what you're trying to do is get people in the door to just get to know who you are and who other people are. And if only thing you have to sacrifice is some time, come on now. This is not that big of a deal. Your time's not, let me tell you something. If no one's booked, if you're not fully booked, your time's not that worth it. Right? Like, that's it. If you're slammed, you're like, I can't give a free discovery. And by the way, in this case, this woman charged $200 an hour, right? She seems to be really busy for herself, but because she's hiring other people, right? And I was like, that person's time is not as valuable yet. So give it away for free all the time, right? And what will happen is as it gets more busy, she will then have lots of clients and her time will be very valuable. And that's how that value goes up. We just did a podcast on that, right? Like your value, your time value, what you can charge goes up as your time goes down. Supply and demand. That's how it works. Right. So when you got a plethora of time, give it away, baby.
Brian and Owen teach you economics 101.
Do it.
All right. With that, we are out, my friend. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. See ya.
See ya.